Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Five Aside and Soccer Takes with AK. This is our first recording of 2026. Happy New Year, guys.
I know, right? Another banger.
Man, not the Happy New Year I was looking for, man. My club told me Happy New Year in a different way, so.
Oh, well, this is a beautiful New Year gift for Chelsea fans.
More we start the year again, I think.
But I mean, I don't think any other club would have done this besides Chelsea, though. This is literally, I mean, okay, by their standards, it's crazy, but this is still Chelsea at the end of the day. Like,
this is fourth manager in 5 years, so you can imagine, you know. So I don't know. I really don't know how to explain it, because you can look at the board's angle from a different whole perspective, and then you can look at Maresca's angle. So it's how do I put it? It's not a one-way road, you know. It's not only a one party. So I think both parties are to blame for the whole, you know, debacle around the whole transfer. You know, City reaching out to him, you know, wanting his services. So it's been a roller coaster, and I think this has been in the background for about.
Yeah. Let me ask a question.
Longer than what we're seeing.
I remember when he came out for a press conference. I was talking about how he was not being supported and everything. At the time, I thought he was taking a dig at the media, but I guess thinking back now, that was directly at the board. Literally, he was talking about him not being supported and whatnot, and like blah 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 earlier in the season, when you guys had just won a game as well. Because at the time, I was thinking he was coming at the media maybe for like overly criticizing him despite the successes.
Was it after the Everton game?
After the Everton game.
Yeah, it was the Everton game.
Okay, so actually, let's get the perspective right here. So it was actually throwing a jibe at the medical team at Chelsea, you know, and where he said this is the worst 48 hours it's ever been. And the fact is because of, we know the medical team clears the players that are allowed to play. And it felt like there are some players that are just holding, like, you know, that are holding them down. Like, and you know, the backlash Maresca has been getting week in, week out, that is rotating players and stuff like that. So I can presume that there's some of the players that like are protecting, like Fofana, James, you know, Palmer, who, you know, he felt these guys are good to go. And the medical team felt like, no, they're not good to go, you know. So him not having the say on that one made him say what he says. He was throwing it was directly throwing his attack at the medical team, and also he also felt like, you know, his position at the club was untenable. Like it was not getting defended despite what it feels like, you know, things he have done so far. With the squad that was given to him, I've been able to, you know, put you at a pedestal of top four. We've won like two trophies. Even currently, right now, we're seeing the major competitions. I mean, mathematically, the Premier League is out of sight, but, you know, FA Cup, Carabao Cup, Champions League, and what have you, we're still there. You understand, and you cannot write us off this competition. So it felt, you know, it wasn't being defended and supported enough by the board, by the superior, by the directors, and stuff like that. You know, and he's been hinting at this over time. And I think I just want to just put a clarity on that statement.
That's
I thought it was about attacking the board. I mean, obviously, technically, in the grand scheme of things, it's at the board. But for that interview that quote was for the medical team.
Okay. I know, Ini, you're saying that it's a lot more complicated because I know there are some people who basically feel like, yeah,
right,
this board has thrown our club into chaos. This is all their fault. Like he's done what he's supposed to do, and what do you expect him to do with what like resources is being handed to him, like the young players and whatnot. This and despite all of the difficult situation that the board has created for him, he's been able to do something. So a lot of people basically absolve him of any blame. And clearly, you're not of that party.
Definitely. See, the topic of my whole rant today is going to be surviving Maresca, because I'm from the school of thought that this guy has not been impressive for far longer than we've seen. Yeah, we've grinded out games. Yeah, we've been able to, you know, put in an in-swinger, you know, score from a set piece. But the general attacking play that we've been seeing last season, even though we took like over seven games to, you know, kind of get back up to speed and compete for that top four, this year has been totally a different question. I mean, yeah, we win games, you know, but there's still that doubt in the attacking play. And I've said it, you know, times without number. I do not think that he's a long-term solution. You know, and I get it. He's a brilliant tactician, you know, in the games where, you know, we get a lot of space. But in terms of breaking teams down, I do not understand why this guy still wants to invert. Because if you're inverting, you're not creating space. And I pity our Chelsea wingers. Yeah, they're the most criticized wingers in the Premier League. You see Doku, who, you know, does this, his dribble and tries to, you know, at the end of the day, there's no end product. But we see players like Neto, we see players like Estevao try to do something, always double team. So if we're not creating attacking overloads, how are we going to break teams down? And I've said it is not sustainable. We need to change it. And, you know, if you look at our record. So Chelsea, let me just put some stats out there. I was talking with AK earlier. Chelsea have lost 15 points from winning positions this season. Mm-hmm. 11 of those points have come from home.
20, Premier League, Champions League.
Yeah, no, plus Champions League, yeah, it's 20. Okay. Yeah. From winning positions alone, 11 of them have been from home, mm-hmm. right? Our last six games, we've won one only. And we've won one game only. That was Everton and Cardiff. So basically, we've not won this December at all. Mm-hmm. And if you look at the table where we are now, yeah, we're fifth, you know, he's done this and he's done that, but people are not looking at the bigger picture. If you look at the points between where we are now, we're at 30 points. Liverpool past few games have had like, you know, like worse records. Man United is, we don't even need to talk about Man United. Shout out Man United fans, but we don't even need to bring Man United into this. But their season has not been good enough as well. But somewhere we find ourselves kind of not leaving a particular, you know, position on the table, which is very disappointing, to be honest. If you look at the table right now, between Chelsea, which is at fifth, we are 5 points away from 14th, which means if we lose on Sunday, we start to fall between 8th and 9th place. I mean, we're mid-table because... So if you don't sack him at City, when are you going to sack him? Because I don't see us improving, to be honest. And we struggle once we start, you know, becoming familiar with that 8-9 position where, you know, some other, I don't want to bring Manchester United again, but when we start to get comfortable with that, it's hard to get out of that. And that's why I feel like, you know, it was a matter of when we're going to sack him. And I think the board decided that, you know, with whole distractions with City, and the whole distractions with, you know, Juve and just a whole lot going on, it was just good to just start the new year. So
basically,
so I feel I just support them. I support
basically, you've not seen progress from last season now.
Exactly. It's evil, but it's necessary evil. That's how I put it.
Oh, okay. But what do you have to say to the like people that would say things like, yeah, okay, after everything he did last season, all the chopping and changings, Nico Jackson being a 15-goal striker, being sent on loan and being replaced by someone like Leon Delap, who's basically not unproven completely, and also not signing someone to replace Cole Weevil despite his long-term injury, despite Maresca requesting for a center back. You know, what would you say to that?
So I feel like he has a tendency. Okay, let's even take it back. I feel like we started the season not on a strong foot. Yeah, we drew 0-0 to Crystal Palace. I remember Josh Archambault starting the lineup, but I think that he has not used the squad judiciously. When I mean that, I mean giving people minutes here, giving people minutes here. We saw Andre Santos, I think, against Leeds, and we never saw him again. Why? I mean, these players are developing. They're bound to make mistakes. But at the end of the day, you still have to use them. Okay, now that next week we're playing City and Caicedo is in yellow card, now you want to throw him in a 90-minute game? So you need to find a way to use your squad. And I know it sounds like, oh, I'm being insensitive. Oh, you know, we're not challenging. But at the end of the day, we have to use our squad. We have to make use of our squad. Look at Hato. Hato couldn't even replace Cucurella the last game. Gusto had to play left back. So it's man management and, you know, not to talk about his errors, you know, in some games that we've lost as well. You know, not making the right substitution. So it's a whole lot on his part as well. That's what I'll say.
I see Akan is very, very ready on the sidelines.
I mean, let's talk about the issues here, but now I feel like the issue I'm having with most Chelsea fans is.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
It's just double standard. You feel me? Yeah. And you can't come out, and it's not just any. You can't come out and say, oh, we should not be comfortable with the 8th or 9th position in the league. You understand? We should be challenging, you know, to compete in the for the title, you know, at the league, and, you know, doing wonderful things. And rightly so, Chelsea being Chelsea, I understand where they're coming from, proper Chelsea. This is what they expect, expectation, right? From the bounce of, you know, a decent season we had, right? Now, my thing is very simple, yeah? There's something, when I say we need quality in the squad depth, it's for conversations like this. You understand? This is, we're coming from the Chelsea that we know back in the days, you know, whereby you have a Makelele, Essien, and Mikel, all vying for one position. That's quality right there. And when I say quality in squad depth, it's not just putting in numbers around. It's whereby if this one is not 100%, whoever is coming to replace him, like give or take 98-99, he can get displaced. You know, we saw the when Chilwell was in Chilwell, we saw Marc Alonso and Chilwell vying for one spot. You understand? When you see, you know, Roman Abramovich and Marina, when you see that signings back in the days, you were seeing quality being brought to the team. Why? To bring about a healthy competition. And the beauty of this healthy competition is it makes everybody stay on their toes, man. Like, it's not guaranteed for you. At the point, we were seeing Drogba and Torres, one position. At the point, we were seeing Drogba and Luka, one position. You understand? I can go literally on and on. At the point, we even saw Cech and Thibaut Courtois, one position. It's quality in squad depth. Quality. You can't have this quality. And look at the trajectory. Look at the success we won over this when we had these squads, man, in different eras. Bro, Premier League, Champions League, FA Cups, like, you know, the list could go on and on. You understand? So my thing is, you don't give. It's like when they say so much is given, much is expected. And like, what are you giving Maresca to expect what you're expecting? During the preseason, we lost Levi Colwill. This I was there. Everybody was there. That was the game against Bayer Leverkusen. This man literally said, we want a proper defender. He will talk to the board. He literally said it. After he made that statement, the next preseason game we had against Milan, he now said, I like my squad. In the space of less than 7 days, what's that telling you? That means he has gone to the board and they've talked him down. Mm-hmm. We've seen him been getting talked down week after week, time and time again, because you know, because it, everything is just media training. When someone comes and say, I want a player, then he comes and say, I like my squad. That what I'm seeing right there is just media training. He's trying to say, listen, I told them, they didn't listen to me. Mm-hmm. You understand? You can't be bringing, okay, like he mentioned Hato now. Can you compare the quality of Hato and Cucurella? In the past tense, and I'm not trying to single out Hato here, I think we're giving Betson. I think we're actually buying talent. But please, brothers and sisters in the Lord, you cannot compete for the big titles with talent. It's gonna happen. There's a one-off.
Young talent.
There's a one-off. When Tuchel came and won the Champions League with Messi, Mount and Co. That's a one-off. But did it happen the next season? I feel like Chelsea fans need to look into perspective before we put points as Maresca. I'm not trying to justify Maresca here. I'm not saying he didn't make mistakes. When we had the red card saga, Maresca, he made mistakes. There are certain games this season, the Leeds game, the Bournemouth game, there are some games that feel like, yes, this is you, the Aston Villa game, yes. And he has literally come and said, listen, in these games, I've made mistakes. It's on me. Managers make mistakes in games. Mm-hmm. The great Mourinho that we all worship and adore in Chelsea made mistakes. Even the great Tuchel make mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes. But give this man a quality squad, and then we can now start judging him properly. I'm not saying don't blame him when we lose games. But to come out and say holistically, our problem in Chelsea is Maresca, I feel like that's a little bit beyond the belt. You understand?
Okay. Nobody's saying that it's only Maresca. And that's why I said earlier that, you know, We heard the news this morning. Sky Sports, the famous journalist that breaks transfer news. You know, he said, "Oh, there was a reason why we don't know, because we never knew all this before this morning."
The thing is, it wasn't even sacked. Let's put that out there, but to be clear, the man literally left, and which I mean personally,
he left.
I will blame him for it, because first of all, I feel like I told you this half aside. I told you the last time. I said I feel like the job is overwhelming him. I feel like the job,
because he's been found out.
Yeah,
let's call it what it is. He's been found out.
I feel like he should have had a thick skin to say, you know what? What's come to us, I will hold it down to the end of the season.
I read something. Where the board were like, I know, yes, he left, but it didn't look like his job was completely safe either. It seemed like the boss.
His job wasn't safe. That's why he said it wasn't being defended at. The way this thing works, you know, I feel like the medical team clears you to play.
Mm-hmm.
An Italian man again, you know how they are. I can tell. They say, I want Palma to play. And they said, no, Palma cannot play. And I feel like, you know, that's scuffle, and he took it to the upper echelon of the board, and then they didn't answer him and stuff like that. So he felt left out. The man literally felt left. And he felt like, after what I've done, I mean, technically, what have you done? But
no, yes, that's what, obviously, what has he really done?
I give Maresca a lot of credit. I give him a lot of props. But trophies...
He's a narrative, dude.
I give him props, but the trophies he's won last season, to me, were of individual brilliance, right? Because you could look at, like, the, let's say, last 10 games of the season, you know, our football kind of... Because for me, I look at how we are playing. You as an Arsenal fan, you've seen Arteta manage this club for 6 years now. There are times where, but I think your first two seasons, you finished like eighth or seventh or something, right? But you saw how you were playing. And I feel like this season, I think one of the most exciting games I've seen were maybe Liverpool, Barca, you know, and it looked like a new Chelsea. I'd never seen that before, especially the second half, you know. So that's what we wanted to see. Like, we understand that, okay, you don't have the best squad, you don't have the, but we want to see you play. And I feel like this is not the best that the squad can do. Yeah, we can say, oh, you know, quality, you know, but I feel like his system limits the players, or just makes them want to play safe, not lose the ball. Or, you know, but I just don't see a I feel like attackingly he has reached his limits. That's what I'm saying. I'm not seeing any coaching, any adjustments.
I agree with Ini 100% on this one. Mm-hmm. You understand?
Wouldn't you create like
Maresca's plan A is his plan B, plan C. That is only plan A is his plan B and plan C. And once he gets figured out, it is what it is. And I've been against it, you know, time after time and after time again. Now, where me I'm coming from is the board should have at least backed up the manager, give him a proper enabling environment for him to thrive. And I didn't see it. I didn't see it from the board in any way. You understand? I think we've come to a point whereby, yes, we cannot undermine or emphasize the importance of directors in football, right? But my thing is, should it be if there are directors in the team, they should be on the same page with the coach? Like, I feel like there should be a proper tandem between the coach, the directors, and the board. Because mm-hmm. I don't think the João Pedro and the Lap signings were actually quote-unquote Maresca type of signings.
This is all Joe Shields. You already know he's. I don't know whether he's trying to form the next Avengers of ex Manchester City Academy players, because I don't understand why.
Wait, do you guys think the board is actually committed to success? Do you actually think the board is actually committed to success? Because, yeah, you guys are saying that they're not giving him the tools, they're not giving him the players and everything, but these guys have spent a lot of money, the most in the Premier League since 2022.
On what, my guy? What are you spending this money on?
That's what I'm saying. It looks like, if you're spending all this money and we can't expect your team to actually have a go at the biggest titles like the Champions League and the Premier League, what are you really doing? Is it just has Chelsea become like a system that gets the best young talents and like moves them?
We have never been a team to work on or improve talent. That's
the old Chelsea. See, the only similarity between this Chelsea and the last Chelsea is the consistent chopping and changing, firing managers and buying players. But now, this, unlike the other one that was doing it for buying like ready-made talent to win, this one seems so
this
more
one is of disagreement. It's a shame.
No, you just called it out there, Chooks, and I don't know if you agree with what you're saying. Like, you're buying talent. Yes, there are potential talents, but now you're telling the manager to do what? To improve the talent and still compete. And I throw a question to everybody, to all Chelsea fans out there, even all fans out there. For the past 10 years, tell me a team that has won the Premier League by improving talents there. Collectively. I'm not saying players. I'm not saying improving players. I'm saying talent.
And young players, like this is a team. You don't win the team.
I've not seen that team. Look at Manchester City right now, guys. They're just Semenya is joining them today or tomorrow.
Okay, I have a counter to my own point. I have a counter to my own point. Actually, yes, we know they've signed a lot of young players that they're just developing.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
But I feel like this team does have some little, like, scattering of experience around. Like I mentioned in the last pod, like someone like Rhys James, Cucurella, and you know the keeper and a couple of players who are like
just five.
Shouldn't that be enough at least?
Just five. just five. Cucurella, Rhys James, Caicedo, Palmer, Enzo Fernandez, which is actually questionable if I've seen the consistency. So let me hold on to Fernandez and I would say Levi Colwill with the five for me. Enzo Fernandez is like 5.5. We have seen couple games where he's out of the game. But when I call this at the five, let me say 5 or 5.5 spine that we still can hold our team on. And you cannot win a trophy with that. Because the reason is this, even the five players I literally called, two or three this season, last season, that they had fitness worries. So I'm not even seeing them for the good amount of 10 games straight. But not, it's just now we're seeing it with James 10 games. Have we seen Rhys James 10 games? I mean consistently. Not 1, 2, drop. Not one. I mean, consistent. Well, I'm not even
the amount of rotations is wild. You think that okay, he's doing this for to protect players, but it's too often. I don't know if you can develop a rhythm with that much chopping and changing consistently in your first team.
The thing is, the second team is not good enough.
Yeah.
I won't say professional players are not good, but they are not good enough up to required standard. Look at a team like Arsenal. Look at your team. For every player, you just don't have another body, another figurehead, another someone who's just collecting money and just training. You have someone that can walk into all that top six teams. If I have Nkapi right now, I'll take him. If I have Mosquera now, I'll take him. If you give me Ben White that you're not even playing, I'll take him in my team. You know, so that at least if I bench Rhys James, I don't know, yeah, he can play right back or play inverted. Whatever he wants to play, he can play because the quality we know is there.
Quality is there, that's it.
So I think, see, I've said it to me, I've blamed the board. They have their own things, but the board, they bust the club with their money. You can't tell them anything. They will fire who they want.
Maresca
knew
this.
He knew this. And I think it coupled with bad performances, coupled with the unsettlement of the manager, you know, we hearing, like, I mean, as an employer, I hear that, you know, this week you're linked to Juve, and then you're going to the press conference and, you know, not saying things or communicating correctly. Those chains of events and coupled with disagreement with the medical team, just like what AK mentioned, it just feels like an eruption. And it's like, you know, he couldn't continue at that job anymore. And even if he tried to stay, well, if we lost at City, the pressure was going to mount. You know, if we lost or drawn any other game, the pressure was going to mount. What do we do when we start slipping into 8, 9, 10? You know, he's going to get sacked anyway. So I felt like that the whole relationship was over a couple, probably 2 months
ago. Makes sense. I feel like both of you are in some ways kind of have like balanced takes about the whole thing.
But
against the board.
My own thing is, yes, you know, he's been amazing, but are we really missing much? No. Yeah, I'm saying he's been amazing because of what he had. You know, 1-2 trophies, first season as a Premier League manager, qualified for the Champions League, you know, with the youngest squad, you know, has a European trophy, completed a set for us, won us, he's a world champion. Like, I mean, for the next 4 years, whether we like it or not. You know?
That's true.
And that will always be on his CV. That's why I said he was amazing with what he had. But I feel like, you know, when the relationship is no longer there in football, you already know what that means.
Well, are there really any quality managers in the market right now, though? Like, I hear you guys are going after the Strasbourg manager, the young guy.
You see the joke we've turned into? Like, and this boss, I like what he even said. You know, at least, if there's anything Manny will agree at, is the fact of quality.
Mm-hmm.
And he said it himself. And he says it's for him. But that's my problem out here, because if you take out this, if Maresca has gone, that's a fact. It's gone now, right? You want to bring in, you bring in Zidane, Klopp, whoever, Simeone, they're still going to come and play with Gittins, Hato,
fact,
Badiashvili, Tosin.
Flip Jones. So far though, as a club,
bro, the lap.
We've been through a lot.
You know what's funny? I didn't watch the second half of the game against Bournemouth. I slept up in the second half. I was watching the highlights today with you, right? Bro, I saw the cross and the nodding that the lap. I said, Jesus Christ, fuck.
Yeah, that was...
My lap, forgive my French. I'm like, bro, this is a professional player that has played for Chelsea. The quality in all departments is highly questionable. The second team is nothing to write them about. This is what we're not vying for the Conference League. My goal as a Chelsea fan was at least win a domestic trophy, FA Cup or Carabao Cup, go as far in the Champions League, and then at least compete somewhat in the Premier League. Then I say third, fourth. But with the second team we're having, we're not even sure of that. Yeah. Our first team, our spine that I literally caught for the first team, out of 5 or 6 of them, we only see 3 of them consistently. From that 3, 1 is struggling in games, Enzo Fernandez.
And you know what makes it more difficult? At least last season in the Conference League, you guys could actually play your second team. They were good enough.
And let's talk about that conference. Let's not mention that competition. And if you notice, I hardly talk about that competition. The only thing that did for us was to complete the sense. That thing. I won't call it a trophy. That thing did for us.
No. But what I'm saying is that at least you could rest the first team and play.
Bro, we could rest.
But now you can't rest the first team.
That's the thing. It's just a metallic object that we won. Yeah. To complete the set. That's all he did. But the fact is, we don't have a good second team not even to challenge for the first team.
Mm-hmm.
So think about it. There's no pressure and there's no competition in the first team.
Yeah.
Claro will come and tell you that, listen, even when I play rubbish to dance mode, my jersey is still short for me. At Chelsea, I love Caicedo to beat, but I'm telling you, if Caicedo has someone like an Onana at Aston Villa, vying for his jersey, some stupid tackles that he makes, he will not make it. This, I take it for free.
Mm.
Palmer is our heavenly father right now. If you had a proper number 10, competing with Palmer, I'm telling you, the past 2-3 games, you'll see a better Palmer. Because that's what competition does for you.
Mm-hmm.
Look at João Pedro and Dilap. Listen, you can insult João Pedro for all you can. Ask any Chelsea fan now, you take Dilap to play next game. They'll tell you no. Literally no. And now we have to keep, and then we have to now manage our job. Because now Pedro knows that push comes to show, he's starting the next game.
No, that's fact.
You're going to change the manager. Yes, manager has left. He left, he got fired, he got sacked. The bottom part is not there again. You're going to bring another manager to do what? To work with these same players? Now, if the question is improve the team, please, quote me on this. If it's to improve the team, then yeah, fine and good. But don't come and say improve the team and then win the Premier League. Because you're contradicting yourself. You don't get money. You won't go do Oble for that December. Make it make sense. You understand? That's all I'm trying. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm trying to say. I understand everybody's frustration against Maresca. I fully understand it. I'm not against it. Every point that Ina has brought out here, you know, having just one plan, you know, inverted fullback play. You understand? Not able to break down smaller teams. Yes, and another yes again. But if you don't improve the squad and give him something to work with, I'm telling you, it's like a boomerang. It's still coming cycle after cycle after cycle. And that's just my take on it.
Okay. That's fair, though. But you guys didn't tell me. I guess there's no excitement about the Strasbourg manager, right?
I heard it, you know. I mean, I've been quite familiar with him as far as, well, I've not really been following his work, but I'll say he's gonna be way out of his depth. You know, mm-hmm. the Premier League is no joke. Like, we can all to win 3 points, it takes like a lot of physicality, it takes a lot of like tactics, mm-hmm. grit. It's not longer like a walk in the park anymore. Like Man City recently, you know, sometimes they play great, sometimes they don't play great, they're still able to grind out the wins, but they know that it's not that dominance till 90 minutes anymore. You switch off and you can concede. Fuck. Which is what happened in Atlanta, you know. They scored first, actually. But they scored 2 goals from long throws. I mean, if you look at it, and if you don't have that physicality or those leadership, you know, in times where, like, you need to just stay in the game, there's nothing a coach could do. So I just think that this is another, like, what do you call it, bandage, you know. The your arm is still swelling, but you're putting bandage. I mean,
it's barely a bandage if you ask me. It's more like a project almost doomed to fail, if I hear you correctly.
I won't even lie to you guys, man. If you ask me who I want us to go for, me personally, let's go for Jurgen Klopp. Let's tempt him. I mean, it's not gonna happen.
I think he's done with football.
Yeah, I think he's done with football. I think it's done, and also him being a a proper Liverpool legion and all that. I mean, at least it's, but listen, I tell you what, if it was under Abramovich, Marina, they would tempt him.
Yeah,
Roman would tempt him. Roman will send his best private jet to him.
Of course, but that's Roman, not the model.
I would love us to go. It's just
they already said it too. They already said it.
This is what I'm talking about right here.
They're
going to
keep buying young players. They're not going to stop.
Young players and young managers.
And they want a yes man. Don't forget. And I feel like now Maresca started growing wings. Since he felt like he has won quote unquote two trophies now.
You can't blame him though. He came from Leicester. So he
now that he has won two trophies, he feels like, you know what? I actually can go and win the Premier League. Who knows? I can win Champions League. Who knows? I want better players. So I feel like that conversation that he was having with the board day in, day out, like he had growing wings now. I'll be now, I can talk to the press anyhow. So then I can just tell they want a yes man. So me, my mind, I would love us to go for Jurgen Klopp. But with what I've seen so far in the crop of managers around the world in Europe, I'm just saying it's just tailor suits for Fabregas. Young guy, young coach. It's a name that when he rings in Stamford Bridge, everybody will hear it will be calm. You understand? It's not like, remember when we fired the coach and brought in Rafa Benitez, that was a wrong PR to even put in right there. But someone like Fabregas, I can just tell, is a perfect name that Chelsea fans like, you know, we relax with. They're not happy about the sack, but because it's Fabregas, they're calm. The football world is calm when you hear the word Fabregas. You understand? He's a young coach. He's working with young players at Como. You understand? So he just fits. He's like a proper yes man. But what I would say is, if they want to bring Fabregas, to make it now a proper PR move, now bring Fabregas and bring John Terry as assistant coach. I said, okay, yes. Mm-hmm. Now the proper Tyler Perry movie.
Okay. And maybe you guys can get Nico Paz too.
I think it's very sensitive times like for the club. I am very glad that the City game was not at home, because I think I would have seen a very a bad uproar, protest, something like that, boos, whatever it is. You know, thank God we have to go away, so we don't have to see any of that. But I still think I think we should not rush. I don't know when is we're in the January transfer window, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So I think, I don't know, maybe you accept maybe the next three games and see, because I think I'm hearing that the under 21 coach is going to be in charge of the Manchester City game, you know, and then
Caballero.
No, the one that's at the academy.
Okay.
I forgot his name. Yeah. He's going to be in the charge of the City game, and then, you know, the subsequent days they'll be able to announce a new manager. So, I don't know. I think the Fabregas shouts, I'm liking the idea of that, because he does have a philosophy. I'm liking the idea because, you know, I've been seeing what he's been doing, Como, you know, side eye. Mm-hmm. I've been kind of paying attention, and I think, you know, we'll have a lot more grace and patience for him, because at the end of the day, these managers that we speak about, they're human beings as well. There's a lot of things going on in their lives, you know, as well. So I think it'll kind of cushion the blow to Chelsea fans. So that's more like a reasonable appointment to me.
Okay. So I know both of you both want Fabregas, but who do you think is the most likely they will actually...
I don't want Fabregas. So...
Oh, yeah, You want Klopp.
Yes. You want Fabregas. I think the coach will appoint Fabregas for people like him to be happy.
Oh, okay. So you think Fabregas is the more likely?
I know, but than the Strasbourg money. It's not very realistic.
I think we spoke to
Javi when we wanted to hire. Was it Poch? I think we spoke to Enrique. I think the Barcelona manager.
Yeah, we spoke to, yeah. Even the German coach spoke to him too.
Yeah.
I think Rosinio, that's Liam Rosinio, is the most likely manager for you guys.
Exactly. I was about to say that.
Me personally,
we just don't want to put it out there.
I don't think they will do it. I feel like it's a huge You know, I think they huge upgrade on that guy. Like, I don't think they would do it though. I don't see.
I mean, if they can get Fabregas,
I'm suspecting them to do Fabregas. I don't see them bringing that guy to the club.
He's going to be way out of his
league, you're right.
That's it's like a, it's like a little kid, like 6 year old kid putting his feet in a like let's say 5 feet.
Who is that football manager? The one that became famous based off of Football Manager that was managing. Is that him? Is that Rosinho?
No, not him. I think it's not the Brighton coach. Is it the Brighton coach?
No, it's not De Zerbi, is it?
Not Dzabi, the new Brighton coach.
Yeah, the young manager who became famous, apparently he played FM.
Yeah, I know you're talking about. I've heard it before.
Yeah, I haven't heard it. Okay.
Anyway, though. You're saying that the next, you announce the next manager after the Man City game. That's a shame. I was really hoping you guys
would do it. I think what I had was they've been doing like their own vetting even before yesterday. Mm-hmm. I had that earlier this morning, before they sent out the Chelsea New Year's something, I heard that they were Maresca already I think it's Wednesday morning. They sent Maresca already told the players that he's leaving and stuff like that. Okay. You know. So and they've been doing their own vetting before yesterday or before Tuesday. So they've been doing that. So I think Ini said the academy coach will be the. We hold the game against City. I think it's be Caballero because I don't think he has left. But either or, I don't care.
I mean, Caballero is part of his crew, so I think.
Yeah,
I think they're all leaving because I was looking at the Instagram posts. So they were thanking Willie, Maresca, and the whole of the coaches.
Okay. All right, so I guess it's academic guy then.
Do you think it's a chance?
I think they'll name a new coach by next week.
Do you think you guys have a chance? Do you think we have a chance? Because I'm also part of, I have a stake in the game. Do you think we have a chance against City this Sunday?
Look, I would say it's the Etihad. We haven't won there in forever. You know?
Bro, forever.
So that doesn't help matters. But I think we're going to give City a game. I've watched a few of their performances. Yeah, Cherki, brilliance, you know. The game against, was it Nottingham Forest? I watched that game. The one he scored, there was a controversial foul before the play. They've not been at that level that we know City of. I don't think we're going to win the game, but I think it's going to be an interesting game. So I for you, the neutral party, I think maybe a draw will be the best.
I can hope
best outcome for you, yeah. City just drop points. That's all you want.
I'm trying to see if you be delusional with what you want to say, Uni. But I like how you just said that draw to calm things down. let's call it speed. Yeah, let's call it speed. You understand? When the way this thing works is the manager goes, the sack manager or whatever. They bring the under 21 coach to come in. What they do is when they go to the next game, they park the bus, you know, and then try to hold it down for the rest of the game, and then maybe try one or two counter, game over. You understand? This Chelsea squad cannot come and park the bus. They will come out and play. Now the question is, for the past 2 years, they've been playing what one thing, inverted football. So you're telling me this under 21 coach will come and perform miracle. This is not Tukelu. If you can't perform miracles, a new tactics, okay. Are we going to play in batting? Are we going to play fullback? Play the fullback bumping up and down. You understand? But at least, I know most of these players, they were attached to Maresca.
Mm-hmm.
Cruella and Co. Caicedo and Co. Mm-hmm. You understand? Let's call it speed. If we go there and then they beat us 2-0, we won the game.
No faith, but I'll say this to you, AK. We've played big the top six. We've only lost to United, and you know we had the red card early on, Sanchez getting sent off, and you know, I will have won every other big game, including Barcelona in Champions League. So I'll leave you with that.
Yeah, this pod would drag along, but we played those games with a coach in the helm of our pants. We don't have a coach right now, so. Thank you.
Hey guys, it's been a fun conversation. Yeah, I really enjoyed this. Ini, hopefully we do more of this, you know.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. All right, guys. We've come to the end of the pod. The Chelsea special. This was an emergency pod, low-key, but it was fun.
Emergency, bro. Right.
But guys,
thank you, Ini, man.
Shout out. Big shout out to you guys, man. Happy New Year to everyone watching.
Happy New Year. All right, man.
Hope you do this soon. All right, guys. Yeah. Cheers.
Comment, subscribe to Soccer Takes with AK and Five Aside, and make sure you share to all your friends. All right, guys.
All right. Bye. Peace out. Yeah.